Depends how you insert multiple rows. You can insert one, call save async, then it will be created using implicit transaction and it will be inserted. Or you can use a unit of work and you can use S tracking. So let's say you add a couple of records to a DB set, then you call save async, and then in this case, unfortunately, Entity Framework will send multiple insert queries independently, where one query equals one request. So this can be super slow. So there are ways how to work around this. For the older versions of Entity Framework, you can use either a ZZZ library or EF+, or you can write your own functionality that would be just batching a queries. It would be generating the insert statements, but be aware with the insert statements, use the parameterized syntax so that you wouldn't put your application to risk and you wouldn't introduce a SQL injection vulnerability.